Well, good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
Now, there's different ways of preaching.
因为讲道呢，有不同的方式。
Sometimes you can take up a topic and speak on a particular topic like salvation or sanctification or whatever. There's many words in the Bible that we can speak on.
有时候你可以挑一个主题，然后这个主题呢，你就一直在讲这个主题，就像是救恩啦、成圣啦，还有在圣经里很多很多的词，我们大家可以接着那个来讲。
Or you can speak on a verse of the Bible, or a chapter of the Bible.
或者说呢，你就单独的讲一节圣经里的经文，或者呢讲一章圣经里的经文。
But today we're going to expand our horizons, and we're going to speak on a whole book of the Bible.
今天呢，我们要把这个提高一个级别。我们要把今天下午要讲整部的圣经。
And that book is the wonderful book of Ephesians.
这个书呢，就是一个奇妙的书，以弗所书。
Now there's the book of Ephesians, as some have said, that it's the book of the heavenlies.
有些人说呢，以弗所书呢是从天堂来的书。
It gives us the highest revelation of the Christian experience and promise.
给了我们一个很高级别的对基督徒的那个启示和应许。
But it's also very practical.
但是同样呢是很有实践意义的。
Now I'm going to divide the book up into three sections.
我会把这个书呢分为三部分。
And three simple words are going to describe those three sections.
用三个简单的单词来描述这三个部分。
Those three simple words are sit,walk and stand.
这三个词就是坐下、行走、站着。
So, if you're taking notes, you might jot down that the first three chapters have to do with our position in Christ. We are seated with Him.
如果你做笔记的话呢，你会把以弗所书的前面的三章呢。把它写记载成我们在主内的状况呢，就是坐下的状况。
那 chapters 4 and 5, they have to do with our walk.
第四章和第五章呢，就是关于我们行走的。
And chapter 6 has to do with us being told to stand.
然后呢，第六节呢，告诉我们我们必须站立得住。
So there's the simple outline of the book. Sit, walk, stand.
这是一个简单的大纲，对于我们的以弗所书来说，坐下、行走、站立得住。
Now turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll read verses 4 to 6.
我们大家可以翻到以弗所书第二章，我们要读第四到第六节。
Chapter 2 and reading verses 4 to 6.
第二章第四到第六节以弗所书。
I'm reading from the New International Version, which I think most of you have before you.
他会读一个新国际版的，因为大家可能都是在用这个版，就是 NIV。
Now, you'll notice very carefully the first of the three words later on in verse 6. But let's start from verse 4.
大家呢要注意一下在后面的第六节的前面三个单词，然后我们现在呢 从第四节开始读。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
他读的四到六节，第四节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是借着恩典。第六节，他也叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So there in the verse 6 we find how God has put us into Christ, where we are seated with him in the heavenly realms.
这里呢，第六节呢，我们发现呢，神是怎么把我们放在基督里面，然后一同坐在天上。
Now that may be new to some.
对有些人来说可能是新东西。
Here we are on earth with all our problems and challenges and the day-to-day activities. But God, in God's purposes, he sees us as sitting with Christ in the heavenlies.
那我们呢，现在在地上呢，我面临着各样的问题，各样的挑战，每天呢，我们各样的活动中呢，都有这样那样的问题，但是在神的眼里看见我们呢，我们是和主耶稣基督一同坐在天上的。
Now let's turn to back to chapter 1 because this tells us how this has come about. How that we are actually seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
这个呢就回到了第一章。第一章呢就是说呢我们是什么样的人，我们怎样的可以和主耶稣基督一起坐在天上。
First of all, in chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, we find God's purpose for us.
首先呢，在那个第一章第三到四节呢，我们发现呢，神在我们身上的旨意。
So, verse 3 reads, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
第三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天下各样属灵的福气。
So while we're seated with Christ in the heavenly, we're also blessed with the every spiritual blessing that God has for us in Christ.
当我们在主耶稣基督里面的时候呢，我们会感受到神给我们各种各样的赐福是在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。
And the purpose, it tells us in verse 4.
这样的目的呢，是在第四节里告诉了我们。
For he chose us in him,before the crown foundation, or before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight in love.
这里讲呢，就如他在创立世界以前，在他里面拣选了我们，使我们在爱中，在他面前成为圣洁，无可指摘。
So just as the Lord Jesus Christ, died upon the cross, was raised from the dead, and then ascended to the Father to be seated at his right hand. So we are seated with him. When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we are put into him, and we are seated with him.
就像主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上而死，然后他三天复活，三天后复活，然后他升到天上去和主和父神坐在一起。那么说，当我们呢，信了主耶稣基督以后呢， 我们就在他里面，我们在他里面的呢，就相当于我们也是坐在天上。
And so that's our position. As amazing as this fact is, because it is a fact, because it's stated here, and if it wasn't stated here in the scriptures, I couldn't imagine it.
这就是我们现在的位置。我们现在位置呢，在这个经文里，这几句经文里陈述出来了。如果在经文里没有陈述这样的一个事实呢，我很难想象出我们有这样的位置。
I find it hard to believe that me, a guilty sinner that didn't deserve any of his mercy, I've obtained mercy. And not only that, not only I've received the forgiveness of sins, but he's brought me into a place where I am seated before him and his love is poured out upon me.
You will find him.我很难去理解，因为我是一个罪人，而一个罪人呢，并不配得神的怜悯。神不但怜悯了我，而且呢，他还饶恕了我的罪。他不光这样，他还把我提到天上去，和他坐在一起。这对一个罪人来说，很难想象。
Well, you know, how can this be? This amazing thing.
这么神奇的事怎么可能呢?
Verse 5, it says that he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
第五节说,愿意爱我们就按照自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们急着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He adopts us as children, not because we have any worth. We've blasphemed his name. We've ignored him. We've taken the name of his son, the Lord Jesus, as a curse upon our lips. And yet, he brings us to himself as adopted sons and daughters.
那这怎么可能呢？他收养了我们做他的儿子女儿，因为我们呢，我们通常呢亵渎神的名，我们呢忽略神，我们甚至呢用他的爱子主耶稣基督我们的神的名字作为一种诅咒的一个开头。所以这就尽管这样，他还是让我们在主耶稣基督里做了他的儿女。
So, and we're there because of his glorious grace. We read in verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace.
我们有这样的名分呢，是因为他的荣耀。所以这个第六节说呢，是他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
And that grace is freely given to us in the one he loves, the Lord Jesus, the only one who ever pleased him entirely.
这样的那个极大的恩典呢，它只是通过呢主耶稣基督来赐给了我们，因为主耶稣基督是唯一的一位就是让神喜悦的。
We are accepted.Before God, because Christ was accepted, and we are accepted in Him.
因为我们被接纳，是因为基督被神接纳了。那我们被接纳，是因为我们在基督里一起被神接纳。
But oh, this great salvation came at a terrible cost.
因为这所有的这些救恩呢，都是。要有一个极其巨大可怕的代价。
In verse 7 we read, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
第七节我们藉着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Redemption is a word that is used when a payment has been made for to reclaim something that has been lost or damaged beyond repair that could never ever redeem itself.
这个呢, 救赎呢, 就是说呢, 那个代价已经付了, 赎金已经付了, 赎金付呢, 付呢, 你赎回一些什么东西, 赎回那些, 已经失去了, 或者说得到永久的损坏不可修复的, 然后你付上了赎金, 重新把它拿回来, 这就叫救赎。
And even though God is so gracious and merciful and loving, he could never accept us on the basis of ourselves. Because then his righteousness and justice would be offended.
因为就算是神有这么极大的伟大的恩典，有这么大的怜悯，但是呢，他不可能就是光光就这样接受我们，因为我们所犯的过错，我们的过犯会冒犯神的公义和圣洁。
So, how could God give all these blessings, eternal blessings, to guilty sinners and yet still remain just, a God that must punish sin and must judge unrighteousness?
神怎么可能像这样把这么大的福气赐给我们，然后接纳我们，神仍然保持他的 公义保持他的那个圣洁呢?
The answer is that he himself, through his son, would pay the price for our sin, and he would die and shed his blood upon the cross to pay for our sins and to redeem us to himself.
这个答案呢，就是神他自己。 他通过主耶稣基督为我们而死在十字架上，这样他的在十字架上所流的宝血，那就可以把我们救赎回来，救赎回来以后就和他在一起。And
that awful price was paid for when the Lord Jesus, in obedience to his Father, gave up his life for you and for me.
因为那个极大的代价呢，是主耶稣基督他遵行神的旨意，自愿的走上十字架，为你我而死的时候，这个代价和惩罚已经付上了赎价。And
so, then what is our responsibility when we hear the good news?
当我们听到福音的时候，那我们的职责是什么？
In verse 13 of that same chapter,
第十三节，同样是在以弗所书第一章。
And you, he says, that is those Gentile Christians he's speaking to from Ephesus. There were a bunch of Greeks that were idolaters before.
He said, yeah, go ahead. And
so he says in verse 13, and you also were included in Christ or brought into Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
第十三节说你们听了真理的话语，就是那叫你们得救的福音之后，也信靠了他，相信他之后，接受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And so it's just, they heard the word of truth, and by faith they believed it. And then they were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
然后他们呢听到了真理的福音了以后呢，他们相信了，他们相信了以后呢，他们就得到了圣灵作为印记。
Now every one of us here today has been brought here by the Holy Spirit.
我们今天在座的各位都是由圣灵带领来到这里。
See, the Holy Spirit is that Spirit of God which draws men and women to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个圣灵呢，就是神的圣灵，他把每一个人呢吸引到我们的主耶稣基督这里来的。
And it's the same Spirit of God that convicts us that we are sinners.
同样的那个神的圣灵呢，他束缚了我们，我们是罪人。
And we need salvation.
我们需要救恩。
But then, the Spirit of God is that Spirit that reveals the truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world.
然后神的圣灵呢，就是指着那个给我们显现了主耶稣基督呢，他是整个世界的救主。
And it's at this point that the human being must make a decision.
在这个点上呢，作为人类呢，你必须要做出自己的决定。
Either believe the truth, that the gospel is the truth, or reject the truth.
或者呢，就是相信那个福音的真理呢，或者是拒绝福音的真理。
Now the Ephesians that Paul is writing to, they believed. They took the gospel. And by faith they believed the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of their souls.
在这个那个那个使徒保罗写给以弗所人的信呢，说他们听了福音，听了福音以后他们相信了，相信了呢，他们就信了我们的主耶稣基督。
And the very moment that they believed in their heart, they were born again of the Spirit of God.
他们在那一刻，他们信相信的那一刻，然后呢，他们借着神的圣灵呢，就重生了。
And the new person was born within them, the new man.
在他们里面呢，一个新的人就产生了。
And that's what's called the sealing of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God puts his seal upon us because now the Christian, the new Christian, belongs to God, no longer to the devil, no longer to himself. He belongs to God.
这个呢就被称之为圣灵的印记。圣灵印记呢就是在这个时候呢我们呢这属于呢神不再属于魔鬼了。然后
A seal in the old days was a mark of ownership.
那个印记呢在过去呢是属于一个我拥有的一个标志。
And so now God has purchased us, bought us, so now he owns us. We are his.
现在神呢，他把我们买回来了，买回来了呢，所以他就拥有了我们，我们就是。
The next verse says something else.
Verse 14. 下一句经文讲了一些其他东西，就十四节。
Not only does the Holy Spirit seal us, we become God's possession, but all of His possessions belong to us.
我们不光是说我们受了圣灵的印记，神把我们买回来，我们属于他，我们所有东西都属于他，但神的一切呢，同样也属于我们。
So verse 14 says that the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
第四节说，这圣灵是我们得基业的定金，只等到所买的产业被赎，是他的荣耀，得着称赞。
So that the Holy Spirit not only makes seals us as God's possession, but it also guarantees us that all that's God's promises, that we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms, they are ours in Christ.
这个圣灵给我们的印记呢，不光的证明了我们是神的财产，同样这个圣灵的印记呢，也让我们就说呢，神在应许给我们的所有的这天上的东西呢，他应许给我们的都是我们的了。And
now in verse 14, the word redemption is there, you'll notice, but it's in the future tense. And that speaks of the redemption of the body itself, when Christ comes for his own and we are changed into his image. And we are then, the final act of redemption is finished.
这个救赎就是被赎啊，被赎就是你是个将来时，这个将来时代表的什么呢？代表的将来主耶稣基督要来把我们教会从地上带走的时候，我们的身体要得赎。我们身体得赎以后呢，我们要改变，改变成主耶稣基督的样子，然后和他永远在一起。这个时候，最终的救赎就全部完成了。Now
Turn back to chapter 2 and verses 4 to 6, our starting verses there, and we'll just review them quickly as a conclusion of this portion.
大家呢可以把它翻到那第二章，第二章四到六节，这就是我们开始讲的那几节经文。这几节经文呢，我们要做一个结论，结论就是说，我们这个第一部分这三节经文所给我们带来的一个总结。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救，借着恩典，他又叫我们一同复活，使我们在基督耶稣里一同坐在天上。Now
that's the substance of those first three chapters.
所以这就是整个前面的三章的一个概括。
Paul has a couple of prayers for the Ephesians that they might have their eyes open to see the glories that God has given to us, simple believers in the Lord Jesus.
于是这帮呢，当时呢，对以弗所里面的教堂呢，有几个祷告。这个祷告呢，就是说呢，他祈求神呢，可以开他们的眼睛，让他们看到那些所有的从天上来的荣耀，在我们主耶稣基督里的那些荣耀。And
these promises are made only to the church. That is pictured in relationship as a bride to her bridegroom.
这样的应许呢，仅仅是给教会的。这样教会呢，就是实际上有一个比喻，比喻就像是新郎和新娘之间的那样一个关系。
All the great prophets in the Old Testament, none of them were given these kind of promises. They were only promised that they would sit down with Christ in the kingdom, when there would be a big feast and all would be gathered together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the rest.
他们实际上这样的应许在旧约里从来没有出现过。在旧约里，他们所得到的应许呢，就是他们和他们的弥赛亚将来是坐在天上，坐在天上呢，就是说和他亚伯拉罕呢和所有的那些先知一起。
And not even the highest angels, not even Michael, the archangel, was able to sit down with Christ. They always stand in service.
也就算那些高级别的天使，就像那些大天使长，就像麦加那样的大天使长，他们呢也没有在天上呢和基督坐在一起，他们只是说站在那里服侍。
This great privilege of being seated with Christ in the heavenlies is given to simple believers like you and me. Why? Because God, in His great love and mercy, willed it so.
因为这么极大的荣幸呢，就是和主耶稣基督能够坐在天上，给了你我这样的一个简简单单的罪人。那么为什么呢？那是因为神的恩典和怜悯是他赐给我们的。
So that's our first word. And that's taken us halfway through the book.
这是我们的第一个词。第一个词呢，实际上我们这一本书呢，已经读了一半了。
The second word is walk.
第二个词就是行走。
If sit shows our position before God, walk talks about our practice walking before Him in love.
这个呢，如果说呢，那个坐下是我们在神面前的一个位置状态的话，那么行走呢，就是我们在神面前，在他的爱里行走。
Now, turn to chapter 4, verse 1.
可以翻到以弗所书第四章第一节。
So now Paul is going to bring us back to earth. We've spent some time in the heavenlies. Now we're going to get back down to earth. It's like being up on a space station, and now we've got to get down and splash down in our capsule and get back to earth.
然后我们呢，使徒保罗把我们带到天上去玩了一会儿，然后呢，现在呢，我们就回到地球上了，就像是你进到空间站，到了空间站以后，然后呢，过了一段时间，你回到地球上，就这个意思。
So Paul calls himself in verse 1 of chapter 4, he calls himself a prisoner for the Lord. And then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
然后呢，第一节第四章第一节呢，使徒保罗称他自己为囚犯。所以这里讲的第一节呢，就是我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，其实为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Now, the New International Version says there the phrase to live a life. It's the New International Version is a bit of a paraphrase. The literal word there in the Greek means to walk. And of course, it's used metaphorically to live, to move in this world.
实际上第一节里面这个 NIV 的这个译本呢，讲的是来活 live， 但实际上呢，这个因为 NIV 呢，它是意译的，它不是直译的。那么那个原来的那个单词呢，其实希腊单词呢用的是行走 walk， 这实际上就是这个 walk 呢，这个行走呢是代表这是一种比喻，就是说你在你的人生里的一些活动。
So I'm going to translate the word to live a life as to walk.To make it clear.
所以我现在呢，要把这个活着呢，改成了那个行走。行走呢，这样呢，对大家来说比较清晰。
Because to see our position in Christ is one thing.But then to live a life that is reflective of that position on the earth is quite another thing.
那看到我们在主耶稣基督里的那个位置是一件事儿，但是呢，就是说你把这个活出来，你活出一个人生，就是说向别人展示你是在那个位置上，那是又是另外一回事儿。
All those promises that we have in Christ, Paul calls it a calling. The calling that you have received. That is the high position that we have been put into. That's our calling.
所有的这些呢，使徒保罗把我们的位置呢，在这里讲到的是蒙召。蒙召呢，实际上这是一个最高级别的一个呼召，就是说我们的在这样的一个位置呢，是我们是蒙那召才来的。
Let's imagine something, I think almost impossible, but let's imagine it anyway. Here you have, you grow up in your normal life, but at some point, you meet a king, and the king really likes you for some reason, and he decides to adopt you. So now you're a king's daughter or a king's son. Will you not behave differently?
我们现在来想象一下啊，想象一种情况，这个情况呢是发生的。我们可以去那么去想象一下。想象一下，如果假设你碰到了一个国王，那国王呢，他不知道什么原因呢，他就特别喜欢你，他就非要收养你做他的女儿或者做他的儿子。你想一想，在这个时候你会不会表现不一样呢？
So Paul is really saying, you are now adopted. You are now a child of a king.
所以实际上使徒保罗在这说得很清楚啊，现在你被收养了，你是那个被一个国王收养。
Now, he says, you don't want to walk the way you did before. You don't want to act the way you did before. You don't want to talk the way you did before. You are a child of the king. Now walk like a child of the king.
所以他现在说呢，那如果你是这样的话呢，你就不应该像以前那样行走，你不要应该像以前那样说话，你不也应该像以前那样行动，因为现在你被国王收养了，你是国王的孩子，所以你的言行要像一个国王的孩子。
So he says in chapter 4 and verse 17, he says this to them,So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
刚才读的是以弗所书第四章十七十八节。第七节，所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像别的外邦人存虚妄的思想行事，他们的心思昏暗，与神的生命隔绝了，都因他们里面无知瞎了心眼。
And so in verse 17, the New International Version, in verse 17, they translateyou must no longer walk as the Gentiles do. They translate it, no longer live, which, of course, is a translation of the word. It's a interpretation, rather, of the word. The literal word is walk.
在实际四章十七节里，这个 NIV 呢再次把这个行走呢，翻译成了活着。实际上活出呢，这个里面呢，它是一个意义，是他自己把按照意思，不是原来的话，是他自己理解的神的话。那么神的原话是什么呢？还是行走。
So we wonder, well, where is this path that we are to walk on?
所以呢，我们就在奇怪，那我们在什么样的路上行走呢？
Well, God has thought about that as well.
那神呢也这么想。
In chapter 2, verse 10.
我们在第二章的第十节。
He says, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书第二章第十节说呢，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预定叫我们所行的。
Now he's told us in chapter 4 the way we should not walk, but now here in a brief description he gives us.How we should walk.
在以弗所书第四章呢，神告诉我们不要去在哪一种路上行走，但是在这个第二章里呢，他简洁的告诉我们，我们应该走在什么样的路上。
When you look at the life of the Lord Jesus, what did you see?
那么当你看主耶稣基督的人生的时候，你能看到什么呢？
One description of it.Is that he went about doing good.
其中一个描述呢，就是主耶稣基督他做好事。
Now his pathway took him everywhere in the country, and wherever he went, people could see that what he did was good.
因为不管主耶稣基督在当时以色列那个国里，不管他走到哪里，他的路径上永远是他在做善事。
So that should characterize us as well, that we should do good to others.
这也是我们应该有的品格，我们应该对其他的人行善事。
Kind words, a listening ear.
也应该是有爱的那种话，有一个倾听的耳朵。
What can we do to help those that we come into contact with on a daily basis.
与我们的那些每天要与我们接触的那些人，我们怎么样对他们呢？
What are their fears and their concerns and anxieties?
如果他们心里有害怕，有那种焦虑，有那种需要，你怎么办呢？
And some of them need.A word of encouragement.
他们有时候只需要一句鼓励的话。
Men and women of this world are not our enemies. They're needy souls that also need to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus' death on the cross for them.
因为在这个世界上的男人、女人，他们并不是我们的敌人，他们也有一颗需求的灵魂，他们需要听到主耶稣基督在十字架上为他们而死这样的福音。
So, God has given every one of us. He's prepared. It says that He created us in Christ Jesus. These are good works.Which he prepared in advance for us to do.
这里面的神呢，他说呢，他在基督里面造成了我们，他准备了我们，在这里面他早就预先准备了，在基督里面让我们去行各样的善行。
Well, and another thing, you know, might feel, well, I'm not sure if I have the power or the ability to do this.
另外一个方面呢，你可能这么想，那么我到底有没有这样的能力，我到底有没有这样的力量来做这样的事呢？
I'm weak, and I don't have any training, and I've got problems of my own.
因为我很软弱，我也没有受到什么训练，我自己都有一大堆的问题。
But by faith, we can...Tap into the power that he has given us in the resurrected Christ.
因为呢，借着信心呢，我们可以从那个主耶稣基督复活的里面得到这样的力量。
We don't do it in our own strength. We walk by faith. What we would think would be impossible is not impossible to God. Chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
第二节说呢, 神能照着运行在我们心里的大力, 通通足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Yes, it's his power that is working in us. That's what we depend upon day by day. It's not by us. It's not in our own strength. But as we yield to Christ, he will work through us.
依靠的呢是神的能量，我们自己一个完全的一个的神女儿，不是我们自己的。当我们呢每天每天我们做任何事情都是靠着神的力量，不是我们的力量，而且是经过主耶稣基督。如果我们把自己交给主耶稣基督，我们顺服主耶稣基督，我们就每天能够得到这样的能量。And
then he gives us in chapter 5, he gives us 3 examples of how to walk.
使徒保罗给了我们三个榜样，这个榜样呢是怎么样去行走的。
In verse 1, we are to walk in love.
第一节,我们应该在爱里行走。
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。So
to walk in love means walking as the Savior walked. He gave himself up for others.
所以呢，就是说呢，在爱里行走呢，就像只是我们和主救主一同行走是一样，因为他把自己给了我们。
He had no selfish motives whatsoever. It was love for others that motivated the Lord Jesus. Then in verse 8, we read there that you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live, that's the word walk again in the Greek. Walk as children of light.
第八节说呢，从前你们是暗昧的、黑暗的，但如今在主里是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。这里面呢，新国际版呢，新国际版呢，NIV同样是live。 但是原文的希腊词呢，还是walk，行走。
And then, again, walking in the light means walking in the righteous ways of God himself, all apart from evil and sin.
因为在光里行走呢，就是说是与公义的神一起行走，你离所有的罪恶和邪恶呢，罪呢远远的离。
And then in verse 15, we read that we are to walk wisely.
第15节继续讲了，我们行走呢要明智的行走。
Be careful, be very careful then how you live or how you walk not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
第十五节讲的和第十六节讲的，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，应当像智慧人，要爱惜光明，因为现在的世界邪恶。这里面你们看到的英文单词那个 live 呢，同样呢是那个 walk。
So that engages our intellect. We have a renewed intellect in Christ, and we can see things differently. And so we're to walk wisely, knowing that the days are evil, but that we can discern what we should do intelligently.
因为这里实际上讲到了呢，这里涉及到我们的智力的问题。这个问题，因为我们信了主以后呢，我们的智商、我们的智力完全都不一样了。我们有一颗新的智慧在里面，我们知道怎么去区别，有些事儿该做，有些事不该做。我们这样的智商，所以要爱惜光明，应当像智慧人，不要像愚昧人。
So now we've covered sit. That's our position in Christ. We have looked at our practice in the world. Now we're going to look at the standing, our stand. That is our preservation in the world.
这个呢，实际上呢，我们刚才呢已经涵盖了我们的位置。位置呢是我们坐在里面，然后又涵盖了我们这个实践。实践呢是怎么样去行走，然后呢，最后呢，我们又要在这个世界站立得住。这个就是我们要在这里有持之以恒，要忍耐。
Chapter 6 now.
在这个一般的第六章。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Here we read about an enemy. So far, God's enemies have not been mentioned. But here, he's outlined for us as a very real threat to us keeping our crowns in our lifetime.
这个呢，实际上呢，就是到目前为止神的那个敌人呢，还是没有提到。但这一点呢，从这一节开始呢，神就明确的指出了我们的敌人是什么样子，而且是在我们的基督徒人生中里可以给我们造成威胁的那样的敌人。
So in verse 10, we read, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then. And then he gives a description of the armor of God.
刚才他读的呢是10-14节，第十节说，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。第二节说，因为我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵的恶魔争战。然后第十三节说，所以要拿起神所赐的军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了这一切，还能站立得住。第十四节说，所以要站稳了。这后面呢，就描述了神所赐给你的军章是什么。
And so, we're reminded here that our struggle, our wrestling, is not against men and women, flesh and blood. It's the spirit behind the people motivating them that is our real enemy.
这个呢，实际上呢，这里也提醒我们，我们不是与属血气的人在征战，我们的征战呢，实际上是在那些人背后的推动他们的那些邪灵在战。
Now notice where this enemy has his operations.
因为我们要注意到这些仇敌呢，他们是在哪里展开工作的。
It's in the heavenly realms.
在天上工作。
We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. They are ours in Christ. But the devil can trick us, deceive us into not believing and not understanding and not enjoying those blessings that are ours in Christ.
实际上我们所有的赐福呢，都是储存在天上，在主耶稣基督里面，在天上我们所要得到的一切赐福，我们所要得到的一切基业。实际上呢，那个魔鬼呢，他也在天上，他可以在那里欺骗我们，引诱我们，所以甚至是破坏我们，诱惑我们去得不到那些赐福和我们所要得的基业。
The devil doesn't live on Skid Row. The devil lives in the highest religious places.
因为那些魔鬼呢，他不是说就是住在大陆上的，他实际上住在那些很高的那些宗教的环境里面。
And so his devices are that he wants to scheme, as he did, he deceived Eve, and he works to deceive the children of God into not believing all of God's promises.
这个呢，实际上呢，讲到的呢，就是魔鬼的阴谋诡计。他的阴谋诡计是什么呢？就是他当时在那个伊甸园里诱惑夏娃那样，让他去不相信神的话。他同样呢，他这样的阴谋诡计呢，是想诱惑我们，要我们不去相信神所给我们的应许。
God cannot lie, but the devil will question that and bring doubts to your mind and mine.
神呢，他不可能撒谎，然后呢，魔鬼呢，他可以让你的思维、你对神不说谎这件事产生怀疑，产生不相信。Remember
what his words were to Eve? Has God said? Putting a question mark on the very plain commandment of God.
你大家都记得吗？ 记得那个魔鬼跟夏娃说神真的说过吗？ 实际上他这个时候呢， 只是在对神这么一条简单的命令，一句简单的话的质疑。
So that God has given us a great armor for us to put on, and we are told to put on that armor.
神呢，给了我们全副的军装，我们被告知了，我们要穿上这一套军装。
And with that armor, we're able to stand against every attack of the evil one.
没有这样的全副军装呢，我们在每一项魔鬼对我们的袭击中都站不住。
He's given us defensive armor in our chest to guard our hearts.
那给我们这样的盔甲呢，就是放到我们的胸前，应该可以保护我们的心脏。
He's given us a helmet to protect our head and intellect.
他呢，会给我们一个头盔，这样头盔呢，会保护我们的头不受伤。
We have protection for our feet.
我们甚至脚上都有保护的装置。
And he's given us an offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God.
但是呢，他给同样给了我们一件锋利的武器，这就是神的话，就是圣灵神的话。
And you remember the Lord Jesus when he defeated Satan in the wilderness, he drew out his sword and with three strokes he made the devil flee.
大家都记得在旷野里，当那个撒旦诱惑主耶稣基督的时候呢，主耶稣拔出了神的圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话，向魔鬼连刺了三剑，然后魔鬼就逃跑了。
But、turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
你可以翻到撒母耳上第三章，撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel chapter 23.
23章。
No, it's 2 Samuel, sorry. 2 Samuel 23.
撒母耳记下，下二三节，不是上。
2 Samuel 23 and verse 11.
撒母耳记下二三章第十一节。
Now, this is a description of the David's mighty men that overcame the enemy.
这个里面呢，就是描述了，描述呢。大卫的那些勇士呢，打败了他们的敌人。
Next to him was Shammah, son of Agi the Hararite. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
按读的十一节十二节，撒母耳记下三章第十一节。其次，哈拉人雅基的儿子沙玛，一日腓尼斯人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在腓尼斯人面前逃跑。沙玛却站在那田间击杀腓力士人，救护了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
Now here's an illustration of a man that stood and overcame the enemy.
这里呢就是一个状态，就是一个人他站在那里打败了敌人。
Now what was the importance of a field of lentils?
那么一块红豆的田有什么重要的？
Why would he risk his life defending just some farm produce?
为什么他要冒着生命危险去保护一些农作物？
Well, that field belonged to Israel. It was their promised land that God had promised to them. It had been conquered by Joshua early on.And it belonged to the Israelites. And if they let the enemy get it, then they would lose that land.
这个块地呢是神应许给他们的地，是以色列人的地，是当初耶稣亚他们抢夺来的，他们争来的战斗赢来的地。所以呢，如果他们失去了这块地的话呢，他们也失去了神给他们的应许之地。
So as Christians, we don't want to lose ground. We don't want to go back to let the enemy occupy any of the blessings that we have received.
你作为基督徒呢，我们不想失去土地， 我们不想去往后退，我们不想失去任何神应许给我们赐福给我们的东西，因为敌人对我们的袭击。
Furthermore, those lentils, that was the fruit of a lot of work done by the farmers.
你想一下，这些一大片红豆呢，是那些农夫们他们努力工作的最后的那些收获。
Why should the Philistines be able to reap the blessings of that harvest?
因为什么那些菲利斯坦人他要来收获这个就是赐神的赐福呢？
So, we read in the book of Revelation a warning to the church, don't let anyone take your crown.
这里呢，我们在启示录里读到呢这样的一个警告，警告就是说，不要让任何人夺走你的冠冕。
You've been faithful in many small things, and the Lord has promised you a crown.
因为你在很多小的细节上呢，你一直很忠心，那么神呢就允许了。
You have wept and prayed. You have worked by faith. Don't let Satan take your crown away.
因为你其实你也哭泣过，你也祷告过，你也做过很多的事儿，不要让撒旦呢把你的冠冕夺了去。
Shammah stood in the middle of that field and wouldn't let the Philistines come near it. He slew them, a great slaughter of Philistines.
然后呢，那个沙马呢，他就站在那个红豆的地里呢，他站在那里去对抗腓尼斯坦人，他击杀了很多的腓尼斯坦人。实际上，他是一个极大的勇士，杀了他们。
The devil is not to be feared; he is to be withstood because his power was broken at the cross.
因为这个魔鬼呢，他是害怕的，因为他实际上他的能力呢，在那个十字架上已经被打破了。
And another thing, Shammah understood.
就从另外一个方面讲呢，这个沙马他理解了这一点。
If the Philistines took that field, they not only would take the inheritance and take the fruit of that.But they could set up their camp there and use it for attacks on other fields and other Israelites' villages.
当时呢，那腓尼斯坦人呢，他们如果夺起了那块地，他不光可以享受那里面的红豆，同样呢，他们可以把那个地上呢搭帐篷驻扎在那里，然后利用这个做基地去袭击其他的地，去袭击其他的以色列人的村庄。
So I'd like to just close with a word from the beloved Apostle Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们要做一个结束语，做结束语，用这个被爱的使徒彼得的话来做结束。彼得前书第五章，大家可以翻来。
He says in verse 8 of chapter 5, be self-controlled.And alert, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. However, he says, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
刚才呢，大家可以翻到彼得前书第五章第八节第九节，刚读到两节。第八节说：“务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。所以呢，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。”
Peter was talking about that world in which they were suffering great persecutions under the Caesars.
那个彼得呢，当时谈到的状况呢，就是说他们在那个凯撒的统治下所受到的极大的迫害和承受的痛苦。
And Peter identifies the spiritual force behind those persecutions. It wasn't the Romans, it was the devil himself behind that persecution.
所以使徒彼得指出呢，那些极大的迫害的背后就是魔鬼他自己，并不是说是罗马帝国在迫害他们，而是在背后的那些魔鬼。
We don't have to face those kind of persecutions by the grace of God today.
我们借着神的恩典呢，当今我们不用去承受像他们那么大样的迫害。
But let's not give place to the devil. Let's stand having our feet firmly planted in our lentil field, the place where God has prepared good works for us. And all we need to do is stand upon the promises of God himself.
所以我们今天呢，不要给魔鬼这样的机会，让我们每个人呢，站在自己的那个红豆地里，站在自己红豆地里跟魔鬼对抗。然后呢，我们要站立的稳，我们是借着神的恩典，我们要站立在神的应许里面，站立得住。
And so that's our little review of the book of Ephesians. Three simple words. Sit, that is our position in Christ in the heavenlies by his grace.
也就是我们对这个以弗所书的一个概要呢，就是三个简单的词。一个呢就是坐，怎么坐呢？就是这个表明了我们在基督里的位置。
And then walk. We want to walk as children of that high calling. The King of the universe has adopted us as his own.
然后呢，我们要行走呢，我们要像那个就是说呢，这个被就像那个在宇宙的最高的统治者呼召了我们，我们要像蒙召的那样的孩子，他收养了我们，做他们的孩子，要做他的孩子，要像他，在像那样的孩子那样行走。
And then we want to put that full armor of God on. Don't leave any part of it off. So that we might be able to stand in the evil day, when the evil day comes.
然后呢，我们要穿上神赐给我们的全副军装或者是盔甲，一样都不要落下。因为如果我们穿上了以后，全部穿上以后呢，在那些邪恶的日子里，我们这样我们就能够站立得住。
Just a word on what it means by the evil day.
那么说邪恶的日子是什么意思呢？
The devil doesn't attack on a full-time basis. You notice the Lord Jesus, when he defeated the devil, it says the devil left him for a time.
那个魔鬼呢，他并不是做全职工作的。所以呢，就像你看到的那个主耶稣基督击败了魔鬼以后呢，魔鬼呢离开了他一段时间。
And we too, we're not under constant attack by the devil, usually. And but we don't know when he might seek to give us a time of, it might be depression, it might be a time of doubting, it might be a time of anxiety and fear. But we can attribute that to the devil. Stand firm in the promises that God has given to us.
You know, 我们就是一样的，我们并不一定会就受到魔鬼的持续的攻击。他可能呢，就是有时候呢，他呢会攻击我们一下，给我们压力，给我们苦难，让我们在这个压力和苦难中呢产生怀疑、不坚定，或者说是焦虑、害怕。所以呢，我们要一直把神的全副军装穿在身上，站立得住。所以他袭击我们的时候， 我们就能站立得住。
Let's just close then now with a word of prayer.
那做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you for those promises in your word.
父，我们也感谢那些在您的话里的应许。
We bless and thank you for the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
我们也赞美你，感谢你，我们有这样的在主耶稣基督这样的救赎。
And Lord, we would pray that we might stand firm in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们祷告，我们可以在主耶稣基督的恩典里站立得住。
That we might glorify you in all things.
我们可以在这里给您带来荣耀。
So we give you thanks, O blessed God and Father, in that worthy name again of Jesus our Lord.
所以我们给您献上感恩，我们慈父的神呢，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.